The following shiur has been presented by Rav David Grossman, Reish Beis Havad Binyani Mishpat, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Baruch Shechiyonu V'Kiyimonu V'Giyonu L'Zman Hazeh. We reached, with the help of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, through the Seder Zroyim Moyed Noshim, and we are now making a Siyum Be'ezras HaBoyrei on Seder Nezikin, the last daf in Hurrius. On behalf of the Beis Avad, the Dayonim, the Rabbonim, Paiskim, the Bechavri Akoil of the Beis Avad, I want to give a tremendous Yasher Koyach, Birabim, to all the Magidei Shir that have participated. Kinayin Hora, we've accumulated over the years over 1,000 Shiurim, Shiuri Halacha, on all type of topics throughout Shas. Every daf, another contemporary Halacha topic. And the schus that this series should be miskabel, and many should benefit from the series. And we give a great yashar koyach to all those who participated, the many hours that were spent preparing these engaging shiurim to give over halacha l'maisa on every single daf of these dorim of Shas. When I end, make a siyum by discussing the last Gemara that's discussed in Maseches Hayriyas. The Gemara towards the close of Maseches Hayriyas discusses the different Sidri Kedimo, Koyin, Koyin Lelevi, Levi Yisrael, Mamzer, and what if there's a Mamzer Talmud Chacham versus a Koyin Godel Amoretz. In the spirit of this Gemara, the Gemara discusses towards the end about two types of Talmidei Chachamim. The Gemara talks about the Sinai. The Sinai was miyusid with the Yisoid and has the understanding, the knowledge, the scholastic breadth of the Yedias HaTorah. And the Oikar Harim, another type of Talmud Chacham that is into Pilpul and understanding and being ma'ayin in the shver kashas throughout Shas, focusing more, learning slow, and understanding and asking, and through the kashas and the terutzim, coming out with a clear pshat. And the Gemara declares, "Haminayu Odif." Pligi bar Rav Shimon ben Gamliel v'Rabbanan chad Omar Sinai Odif v'chad Omar Oikar Harim Odif. And the Gemara brings a story of Yosef Sinai. Of Yosef was Sinai Rabba Oikar Harim. Shochu l'tam on ezimim koydim, which one has preference? So the answer came back, Sinai Odif. The Omar Mar hakol tzrichin l'marichiti. Everybody needs the one who ties up the wheat, who has oitzris of Torah. We all have to rely on the one who has the clear halacha, the clear hiro, the clear yediyas, the reigning yediyas of Talmud, even though, obviously, as we'll discuss, Oikar Harim gets a tremendous understanding in the amkus of Torah. And the Gemara brings a story that Rav Yosef was the skabel over Rabbo. Rav Yosef Sinai, Rabbo Ikar Harim. And the Gemara ends by saying, Yiboilu Rav Zeir v'Rabbo o, Barab Moso, Haminai Odef, Rav Zeir v'Chorif u'Makshe, Rav Zeir v'Chorif, was sharp, and makshem etich pilpul, says Rashi, pilpul yisayir the havalei, have a makshem etaritz, rabba maramasa, loy haya chorif kol kach, but mitoich shu shoye, uma'ayin, since he had, with the hasmodo, he was ma'ayin yofa, mastik, alibi the hilchasa. It's a very appropriate ending to our seder, daf yomi, the halacha aspect, to take out the asuke shmaitz, alibi the hilchasa. Because after we shackle the tie back and forth, and we try to understand, or ma'ayin. At the end, we come out with the clear halacha l'maisa, which is what we remember. The Shlach Kodesh and others explain that the halacha l'maisa is the bottom line. Is that's what's remembered. That's what comes out of all the havayas, the shakar tayyir, the kashas, and the tirutzim. And the question is, what exactly is the shaila of the Gemara? Is the shaila who we paskin like? It's interesting that even though it was Skabler of Yosef, that he was the Sinai. And everybody needs hakol tzorech l'marachiti. The halacha, we paskin like Rabbah. If one would look in the Gemara in Bava Basra and the Afkuf Yudalad of Beis, which we learned previously, and you look at Tosfos, the Rimaskal v'Hilchasa, you'll see that in all of Shas, we paskin like Rava against Abaya, even though Abaya was a Baki Tvei, but Rava was a Chorif, Rava was a Amkin, and therefore we paskin like them, the same as we paskin like Rabba. The Gemara in Erech and the Flamed states that when Abaya says, Harei Ani Kben Azai, the Gemara says that I'm like Ben Azai when it comes to Mekiyas. Even though we pass him like Rava against Abaya, Halacha Hilchasa B'Rava Chutz Miyal Kigam, we always pass him like Rava, even though Abaya was the Baki. So it seems like the Halacha, when we talk about the Halacha L'Maisa, we pass him like the Charev Tfei, the one who was Mamik and was able to uncover the soidus and ask the questions of the kashas and the terutzim and come up with the pshat through the amkas haTorah. And here we're talking about who to appoint as a leader, like the Gemara tells us that they were looking for a leader, and they chose the leader should be the Sinai. The same Gemara we find at the end of Brachas. So the last daf and brachas, the same shakar v'tayyir. Also, this question of Sinai v'ikar harim, and the Gemara comes out Sinai odif. Now, it's interesting if we want to analyze the two types of talmidei chachamim. We know the talmidei chachamim in Eretz Yisrael were those who the avira the ara had given them an aspaklaria, a clear vision, and it's true today as well. The Talmidei Chachamim in Eretz Yisrael have a clear understanding, and they're able to have time to learn through Shas and Poskim, and with a clarity. And really, the Gemara in Sanhedrin and the Chav Dalet Amud Aleph talks about two types of Talmidei Chachamim. The Gemara tells us, Amar Rav Oishia, Mai Dechsiv, the Pasuk says, Ve'ekachli, and I will take for myself, Shnei Maklois, two sticks, Le'echod, Korosi Noyam. Le'echod, Korosi Choyvlim. One I will call Noyam, a pleasure, and one I will call Choyvlim, Chavola, friction, tension. Zokti Gemara, Elu, what it says, Noyam, Elu Talmidei Chachamim, Sheba Eretz Yisrael, Sheman Imim Zeloze Bahalocha. The learning is, there's a pleasantness to the learning, there's a clear vision, there's a clear understanding. Choyvlim, on the other hand, the makla, the stick that's discussed in Zechariah, Perek Yud Aleph, referring to Choyvlim Elu Talmidei Chachamim Sheba Bavel. Those are the Talmidei Chachamim in Chutz Laretz. Shemechablim Zelo Ze Behalocha. That they fight and they gribble and they come out fighting back and forth and they're mamik, and through that, more of the Chazal talk about a shor lecharisha and a chamor lemaso. There's two types of Talmidei Chachamim. There's a Chamor, which is able to carry a tremendous weight of Torah. That's the Chamor L'Maso. And the Shoyer is able to plow through the hard ground of the Torah and bear fruits by plowing and planting and a beautiful vegetation grows from that. The Gemara on the same daf towards the end says, "My Bavel, Omer Yoichanan Belulo." The reason why Bavel was called Bavel is because Belulo, it was not clear. Belulo Mikra, Belulo Mishnah, Belulo Talmud. The Talmud Bavli, the Loimdim, those who learned Torah in Bavel, did not see the same with the same clarity as the Talmidei Chachamim in Eretz Yisrael, like it says in the pasuk in Eicha, "B'mechashakim hashivani k'meisei oilam." B'mechashakim in the through the darkness. Omer Rabbi Yirmiyah, what does it mean? What is it referring to? The word b'mechashakim, zet Talmudish al Bavel, Talmud Bavli, which we're learning, starts out being dark. The Shlach Kodesh explains that through the Harisha, through taking something, mechablim zebezeh b'halocha, taking something that's not clear, and working it through, and asking, and answering, and fighting, and coming out with a clarkite, that person, they get the halocha much more clear, and the chiddush, and that's why the halacha is like oikar harim, because when one delves in the Torah, and one fights and asks and is mamik and uncovers the clarity that's gained through the amelos of Torah, comes out to be more clear than the clarity of Sinai, the clarity of the Talmidei Chachamim sheba Eretz Yisrael sheman imim ze boze b'halacha. The Gemara in Hamadi, the Gemara in Ksuvis, Daf Ayin Aleph. I'm sorry, Daf Ayin Hey. Towards the bottom, talks about the Talmidei Chachamim in Eretz Yisrael, and it says, "Amar Abaya v'chad minayu odif." One of them, Bnei Eretz Yisrael, or Talmud Chachamim in Eretz Yisrael, is odif k'trei minon. It has a clarity and is preferred more than two Talmidei Chachamim in Chutz La'aretz, in Bavel. And Rava answers, "Omar Rava v'chad minon ki solik lahosam." But if one of our Talmidei Chachamim go to Eretz Yisrael after they learn how to be mechabum zevazev halacha, and they learn how to uncover and how to delve into the amkas of Torah, and then they travel to Eretz Yisrael and they receive the tremendous avir, the arrow, and the klarkeit, the clarity that one has in Eretz Yisrael, they become even greater. Kisolik lahosam, and they travel to there. Odif kitrei minayu, they become even greater than two of those, two of the Bnei Eretz Yisrael. So we see these two Talmidei Chachamim, two types of Talmidei Chachamim. That when a person, the Talmidei Chachamim Eretz Yisrael, Sinai, they're able to acquire a lot of knowledge, clear knowledge, but they don't have the mila of working it through as much and uncovering and getting it from within the darkness, lifting it up and making it light. We all know that when a person works something through, works through a sugya, that's something they remember forever. They get a clarkite that's much clearer than if you saw it the first time. David HaMelech says, "La'olam lo'y eshkach pikudecho kivom chi yisoni." I will never forget pikudecho, referring to the teachings of Torah, kivom chi yisoni. I lived the Torah. When a person acquires through a melus and thinking deeply and uncovering the tremendous soidas that lie in the Torah, they'll never forget that piece of Torah, any piece of Torah that's worked on by a Talmud Chacham. La'olam lo yeshkach pikudecho kivom chisani. It is a bracha to all the Lomdei HaShas that are working daf by daf, hurving and learning, uncovering the soidus through the darkness, through the mechashakim, hashivani, kimesei oilon, the Talmud Bavli, the mechashakim of Talmud Bavli, taking a Gemara that's complicated and complex, and working on it, and being mamik. We should all be zoiche to the bracha and to the pasuk that we just mentioned, the pasuk in Tehillim. This is our dream. Our dream is to know Shas, to remember Shas, to understand Shas and to know it. And how do we remember Shas through Chazorah, Avada, the Chamor Lamasa, acquiring daf and daf upon daf and upon daf? But Avada, we have to be mamik and we have to be chayrish through the hard, difficult terrain of Shas, and through that we will be Zoicha. As a Klal Yisrael, as a Tzibur together, through the Havayas, the Bayavarova, through the uncertainties of Shas, if we're Mamek and we come out with a clear Halacha L'maisa, which the Halacha is like the Oikar Harim because he went through it, and he took the clarity and he built clarity from within the darkness of Shas. Through the limud of halacha, of clear halacha, which comes from the Talmud Bavli, the Mechashakim, Meshivani, Kimeisi, Oilam, the Choshech of Bovel, the Talmud Bavli, the Oilam, Loi Eshkach, Pikudecha, we should always zoicha, never to forget the Torah that we've learned, and through Chazorah and Iyun, we should be zoicha, Loilam, Loi Eshkach, Pikudecha, Kivom, Chiyasani, because we're living the Torah every day, we will never forget, Loyomush, Torah, Hazois, Mipinu, Pizarenu, on Pizera Zarenu, ad Oilom Yashar Koyach.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.